A former Shraj Commissioner, Justice Francis Emil Short, has lauded government for introducing the Code of Conduct for Ministers and Political Appointees. He, however, urged government to go the extra mile to ensure that the code is enforced. Justice Emil Short stressed the need to educate the public on the Code of Ethics so that they can hold accountable appointees who flout them. He spoke to Agatha Samwa on Behind the News.
It is commendable that the president has launched this code of ethics, and it would, of course, give guidance to political appointees and clarify certain grey areas, you know, especially areas of conflict of interest, the areas of gift versus corruption, and so on. And especially the conflict of interest situation, which is quite grey area. And so it is a step in the right direction. But of course, what is important is enforcement of the code. Because I don't know what the president said about who's responsible or what institution is responsible for enforcing the code and whether the code will be enforced strictly or not. In Ghana here, we are very good at passing legislation, regulation, bylaws, and codes, but enforcement has been our biggest problem. And so I would hope that the enforcement will be taken very seriously.
Talking about enforcement, since the code did not actually spell out penalty for these public officials who misconduct themselves, would you say it would not live up to its billing?
And there must be a body or mechanism that is responsible for monitoring, you know, compliance with the Code of Ethics, and if there is non-compliance, or visiting sanctions on whoever flouts the Code of Ethics.
Former Shraj Commissioner Justice Francis Emil Short in that interview with Agatha Samwa.